Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Godly leaders do God's justice. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Psalm chapter 82, verse 2. It's been said that those who attain a position of authority or leadership will make it their sole focus to retain that position of leadership, even to the point of judging unjustly or showing partiality to the wicked. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I wrote, "When God uses the word woe, we should definitely take that seriously. He uses that very word to warn shepherd leaders who were shirking their responsibility when he said, 'Woe to those shepherds who only take care of themselves.'" Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2. God is the ultimate judge. Yet, while we are here on earth, he chooses to allow men and women to be leaders and judges. We can do this in a God-honoring way only when we lead and judge like God. In this psalm, God himself calls out the ungodly practices that self-serving leaders employ to keep themselves popular and in their positions of leadership. Partiality is wickedness. Biases is wickedness. Apathy is wickedness. Injustice is wickedness. Ignoring is wickedness. Seeking earthly applause is wickedness. Taking advantage of others is wickedness. Instead, God calls on leaders to lead according to the principles he both exhibits himself and lists for us in the Bible. Things like defending the poor, serving as a father to the fatherless, dispensing justice to the disempowered, speaking up for the voiceless, standing up to the wicked, and doing all of these things in a way that God is glorified. I must always remember why I am in any position of leadership. God chose me for that position and placed me there to do his justice in the world. A mark of a godly leader is one who is doing God's justice in God's way. This is part 57 in my series on godly leadership. You can check out all of my posts in this series by clicking on the link that I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.